Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Stacy Brown Randall. That's the name of the book, Generating Referrals Without Asking. She's here today. Stacy Brown Randall has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last few years. She's a serial entrepreneur, a certified productivity and time efficiency coach. And she helps people with her business get more business. And we like people like that. Stacy, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim, for having me. It's a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. She's a mom, too, folks, so that puts her really high on our pedestals around here. Hey, Stacy, I was telling the audience that when you're trying to prospect for customers today, you have to get in line. You have to get in. You have to actually find a way to be in like 150 different lines. And they're all going to be moving at different speeds as you try to break through the clutter and the noise and find a way to get people to notice you and pay attention to you and maybe somehow let you in. And then there's this alternate universe called referrals, where if you can get a referral to a prospect, you go to the head of the line with a key to the door that holds the room where the decision maker is made. Why don't we spend more time doing that?
You know, I think it comes down to how we've been told to get to that head of the line. And the advice and the strategies and the tactics we've been told that it takes to get that key and get to the front of the line are just tactics people are uncomfortable or unwilling to do. And the advice is usually asking, right? Asking for those referrals, paying for those referrals, or being really overly promotional and gimmicky to be able to receive those referrals from referral sources. Yeah. And that's not typically how people want to do it. There's some that want to do it that way, and that's great, but they are actually in the minority. And the majority of folks don't want to have to ask or create some type of incentivized program to be able to generate referrals. And so if the advice has been for decades and decades and decades that, hey, if you want referrals, you've got to ask, and if you won't ask, well, then you don't get any.
That's right.
Well, if that's all we've been taught, right, then that's what people believe, and they just don't realize that's not actually the case, and there is other ways to be able to generate referrals that you can, stay out of the awkward zone and right. Be happy with how you're going about to receive them.
Well, and I'm glad you, and that's exactly what we're going to talk about, because the thing I'm trying to do initially is just get the concept of a referral on the radar, especially newer salespeople, but you know, as you get older, you know, the people I know who literally are rich, and the title on their business card said salesperson, it's as simple as that, and they are rich, and I ask them, what do you do to prospect? And they say, I don't prospect. I haven't prospected in years. And I say, how did you get your business? And they say, 100% from referrals. The rich people in sales do not prospect. They work referrals. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I could not agree with you more. I mean, I think about my husband who started his new job. He's, it'll be 2 years this September, and he's in a sales position with Insperity. And his, first five or six deals all came from referrals. Of course, I'm behind him saying, okay, this is what I want you to do, right? Let's see if that a little bit of some information behind the scenes probably helping him make this happen for him a little bit faster. But, he does the prospecting thing because that's what they tell when you're new in sales. That's what they tell you to do. Mm-hmm. So he's doing the prospecting thing, and he can easily see, right? He's like, okay, this prospecting thing is for the birds because all the things that are happening, all the deals that are happening, all the clients or the customers I get to work with, they're all happening from the referrals that I've received. And so working that is so much better. And just yesterday, I had a conversation with somebody who was referred to me by another one of my VIP clients, which is a level of how I work with people within my Growth by Referrals program. And he is a VIP, and he referred two people to me. I had one conversation yesterday, and she said yes to becoming a VIP. And I've got another conversation with someone he referred to me on Thursday. And My guess is that person will say yes to. And it was funny because on the call yesterday, the prospect said to me, she's like, I am the best prospect for you. She's like, I'm here and I'm basically saying, take my money.
Boy, you don't get too many of those kinds of conversations in a career. I've had them, but they're so sweet when they happen. I'm glad that you told that story. That gave me a chill, Stacey.
Well, and it's funny because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I had a multi-$1,000 day yesterday, and I'll probably have it again on Thursday because I received a referral because somebody had already vouched, right? I mean, like, that's just so important for people to have a tactic in place to be able to generate referrals like that. Now, of course, you and I know it. Those start to be doing great work. This guy would not have referred me to other people
You've got to perform.
Right?
See, that's the thing.
Right.
Your referrals don't. People don't give you referrals if they think you can't perform. If they don't know you can perform. And I'll tell you something else. Never underestimate where a referral can come from. I have gotten referrals from people who didn't do business with me. I have had people who didn't choose me, but then told somebody else they thought they should do business with me. I mean, it's not just from customers. It's the way you impress people about the way you do business.
Absolutely. And I think that's, like, I always tell folks, that's like the foundational point is how you do business and how the great work that you do, that makes you referable. That's a foundational point you have to have in place. And no matter how small or how large your business gets, that is a fundamental piece of referrals, is that you've got to be referable by doing great work and by, you said, like, performing, right? Doing the right things, taking care of your clients, having a client experience. And then it's everything upon that you get to build to actually start generating those referrals.
That's exactly right. And you know, and the thing is, if you want one of the most interesting things to me, fascinating things to me about selling, is what I call the compounding effect. When you can quantum leap, the quantum leap is the big deal, because a quantum leap happens when you show up 4 or 5 years down the road and you not only do a year's worth of business from what you do that year, but you do another year's business that year over what you'd laid in store in the past years. That's a quantum leap effect. And that quantum leap happens off of referrals. Last thoughts.
It really does, because I think that's like the web we weave. Like, when people refer us, we get more referrals and then more referrals, and I can pinpoint it back to where they came from.
What have we learned in 2020, and what are we going to need to do in 2021 to get more referrals? Stacey Brian Randall will help us with that. Don't forget, our book's called Generating Business Referrals Without Asking. 20F. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm right back with our good friend, Stacey Brian Randall. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.